I'm Ruth Grammer with Mission Network News. North Korea invalidated all agreements designed to prevent an escalation of war along the demilitarized zone with South Korea. Concern is spreading. When asked if they expected to see a jump in oppression against believers, Open Doors' Carl Mueller says it's already happening. More people are being sent to labor camps, and government spies have infiltrated the underground church. If ever there was a time to lift up believers in North Korea, it's now.
There's no question about it. It's the number one prayer request of North Korean believers, and they've specifically been praying over this last year for Western Christians to pray for revival.
Meanwhile, this weekend in the U.S., Memorial Day will be celebrated to honor those who served and are serving in the military. John Wilkie of Faith Comes by Hearing says they developed the military Bible stick, no larger than a pack of chewing gum. It also holds an audio Bible.
The young people that are serving in our military today are really an audio-visual generation because they've just grown up with technology. There's also a lack of readership amongst that same group.
For Memorial Day,
we've worked with the churches to help supply the chaplains with these. So there's about 400 churches that are going to actually be doing a dedicated offering to show their support for the troops.
And since 2002, AMG Spain has seen the number of churches and pastors in Cuba double, with 55 churches and 50 pastors there now. Across the island, these believers influence over 5,000 people with the hope of Christ. Most of the pastors receive their education, but AMG says this seminary is in urgent need of repairs and supplies, and transportation is very costly. Consider partnering with AMG to help in the Cuba Project-sponsored pastors. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free booklet called Prayer, The Real Battle, where you'll learn practical biblical lessons about the true effectiveness of prayer from those who suffer persecution for following Christ. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.